And I was crying yesterday in my room.
所以我今天早上在我的房间里向神呼喊。
And then suddenly the Lord began to show me the life of Adam.
忽然神向我启示亚当的生命。
I have shared about the life of Adam before.
之前我跟各位曾经分享过亚当。
But I have never shared it in this manner before.
但是却从来没有像我像等一下要跟各位分享的方式。
This morning, the presence of God is going to be like light.
今天早上神要像光一样向我们显现。
Today, His presence is going to come like light to us. Light.
今天早上神要以光的形式来临到我们中间。
And in this light, He's going to expose darkness.
他的光要将黑暗显现出来。
But it's going to be a loving light, for God is light and God is love.
但是他是一个有爱的光，因为他是光，他也是爱。
He's not here to condemn us, but he is here to convict us.
他来这里不是定我们的罪，乃是要使我们心里面知罪。
In the beginning, God created a garden called Eden.
从这个一个园子开始，就是在起初神创造了伊甸园。
Eden means pleasure.
所以伊甸意思就是。欢乐。
In the garden there was two trees.
在这个园中有两棵树。
The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就是生命树和分别善恶树。
The garden represents the physical life.
这个园子就代表的是人的生命。
The tree of knowledge and good and evil represents the soulish life.
那么生命树和分别善恶树就代表着一个属灵的生命。
And the tree of life represents the life of God, or Zoe life.
所以生命树是代表着神的生命 ,Zoe.
In Genesis chapter 3, at the end of the scripture, it says that there was a cherubim that with a flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
在创世纪第三章提到有一个天使基路伯就是带着有火的剑在守着这个伊甸园的门。
And a flaming sword represents anyone that passed through will be killed by the flaming sword.
这个火的剑呢就代表着说任何人如果要经过这个园子会被火的剑所杀。
Adam was not able to partake of the tree of life anymore.
亚当不能再享用生命树上的果子了。
That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, Adam, the first Adam becomes a living soul.
所以呢，这个在第三节，第一章第三节说，是不是第三节？
不是，15, 15章
说亚当45节说亚当是成了有灵的活人。
And so, what is the way that Adam can come back to partake of the tree of life?
那么亚当要如何才能够回来这个地位，能够吃生命树呢
？We will talk about how to partake the life of God.
我们曾经谈过，就是如何能够享用耶稣基督的生命。
This morning we want to know how to touch life.
今天早上我们要知道如何能够触摸生命。
Now, if you have understand the sequence of the move of the Spirit in the few sermons that have been shared so far.
如果你知道这种圣灵。在我们之前这几次聚会的运行的话
You remember the first night we share about 顺从 obedience
记得第一节我们谈到顺从吗
Stokeo walk
Stokeo walk 一种那样的军人式的行走
And the second sermon we talk about yearning and desiring for the presence of God
第二个就是我们对神的同在的一种渴望
And in the third session we talk about Jesus the source of everything
第三堂我们就谈到耶稣是我们一切供应的源头。
And this last session we're going to talk about the light of life.
所以第四个 section 我们要讲到就是这个生命之光。
In John chapter 1 it says, In his life there is light, and the light is the light of men.
约翰福音说到这个生命在人里头，这生命就是人的光。
And I begin to be very amazed at how the Holy Spirit weaves those sermons together to form a picture.
那我开始就觉得很惊奇，就是圣灵如何把这四个讲章好像编织在一起，成了一片美丽的图画。
That is to say, first of all, in order to come into God, we must have a desire for the things of the Spirit. We must have a desire for God. And we speak about Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
所以我们谈到说，来到神的面前，我们首先要对神产生一种渴望来遇见他。这是在哥罗西书第三章。
So once you desire for God, suddenly you are introduced to Jesus.
因为我们因着我们的渴望，对神的渴望，忽然我们就来到主耶稣的面前。
And you begin to fall in love with Jesus, having a sweet fellowship with Him.
然后我们就与主谈恋爱，跟他相合相契。
And then Jesus is going to teach us obedience.
然后基督要开始教导我们顺服的功课。
How he is going to bring light into our walk.
如何顺服呢？就是他要在我们的与他同行的事上带来亮光。
Because without light, you will never taste the life of God.
因为没有光，我们就没有办法尝神的生命。
The ultimate aim is Jesus wants to bring you into the life of the Father.
最后的目标是神，耶稣要将我们带到神的光中。
So it's a sequence of progression in our walk with God.
所以呢，在我们渐渐来亲近神的中间，耶稣都与我们同在。
And so today we're going to talk about this true light that is from heaven.
所以今天我们要特别谈到天上来的真光。
And so we talk about the cherubim with the flaming sword in the garden.
我们现在讲到手拿火箭的这个基路伯。
Whoever wants to taste the tree of life, which is the life of God, have to pass through that flaming sword.
任何人想要吃生命树上的果子，就是神的光的，必须要经过这个火的箭。
We talk about the physical life, the soulish life, the spiritual life, and finally now, the crucified life.
我们谈到这个身体的生命、魂生命、灵生命，现在我们要谈到一种牺牲的被定的生命。
Without the crucified life, man and woman will never taste what is the true life in him.
如果你没有尝到被定死的这个经历的话，你就没有办法经历到主耶稣的生命。
You may be moving in the spirit.
可能你是靠圣灵来运作的。
But I'm wondering what is the quality and the amount of light that is in your conscience and in your inward man.
但是我仍然要值得怀疑，就是说在你的里面，这个人里面有多少的生命之光。
I know what I'm saying because years ago I was a charismaniac.
我知道我在讲什么，因为过去好多年前我是一个很灵恩的人。
Because those days in 1985, there's only one aim, that is the power and the anointing and the gifts of God. And I will spend hours, 6 hours, 7 hours a day just to pray and seek His almighty presence.
因为1985年的时代，大家所追寻的就是神的能力、神的恩高和圣灵的恩赐，所以我甚至花6-7个钟头，每天花那么多时间在祷告、在寻求。
But it was in 1987 when the Lord began the stripping process in my life.
但是在1987年的时候，神就在我的生命的过程当中做他的工作了。
Suddenly all the Lord says, Son, if you want me to live through you, I have to ungift everything in you.
他说儿啊，如果你要我真正能够使用你，我必须要把你所有的先剥夺走。
And year after year, the Lord began to do the ungifting.
他一年一年的将我身上的以前有的东西拿走了。
Now it's almost everything is gone. Almost all the gifts, everything is just gone.
我结果那些恩赐都一个不见了。
But I have something.
但是我有一件事情。
I have this life now flowing.
他就是从他的生命从我里面流露出来了。
In his life, there is fruits and there is the gifts in operation.
那个生命里面有这个有果子，也有恩赐。
I thank God I came to meet a very old man, a brethren minister.
我是怎么样认识神的？是透过一个弟兄。
He doesn't move in the gifts.
他并没有属灵的恩赐。
But there's something about him.
There's life in him. 但是我在里面看到生命。
And I began to study and observe that man.
然后我就开始研读这个人，研究他。
And I decided from that day, I said, Lord, I'm going to go beyond the veil.
然后我决定说，主啊，我要进入幔内。
I want to live in the Holy of Holies.
我要过那个至圣所的生活。
And when I prayed that prayer, all hell broke loose in my life.
然后我这样一祷告之后，哇，我生命中间所有的帮助都没有了。
Sometimes I feel I'm like a crippled man, so weak.
我有时候觉得我是一个跛脚的人，我觉得非常脆弱。
So useless.
非常无用。
Like a half-dead man.
好像半日人。
But that was the beginning of the discovery of life in the spirit.
但这其实只是在他的生命和灵里面的一个复原的时间。
And I found it, and I said, Lord, thank you.
当我找到了，我就说主啊，谢谢你。
And my desire is that you will find it too.
我今天的渴望就是你也能够找到。
Some people ask me in an intercessors conference, they say you didn't pray, you didn't fast, but things just move out of you. Why? I say it's nothing to do with fasting, nothing to do with praying, has everything to do with the death of Christ.
所以，在那个。代祷的会议里面，有人问我说：“你也没有进食，也没有祷告，为什么？你生命的中间进食，生命的进行是这么顺利？”我说这跟进食祷告无关，而是有没有经历到一个。
The church is not ready for the resurrection power of Christ.
教会还没有预备好要经历到基督的复活大能。
Because God is a God of design and order.
神是
a design and order.
神是设计和秩序的一个神。
Before you have Pentecost, you have to go to Calvary, the Passover.
你必须要先经过加略山，才能到五旬节。
Because if you do not know how to handle the power of God, you can actually abuse it.
因为如果你不知道如何使用神的能力的话，你可能会滥用了。
And we have seen too much abuse in the body of Christ today.
那我们在教会里面常常看到很多。
And God wants us to return back to the ancient foundation of the early apostolic father, the cross.
所以神要我们再回到使徒使徒时代的那些根基，就是十字架。
It may not be an exciting subject, but I'll tell you, there is the life of God in Calvary.
也许这不是一个让你兴奋的主题，但是我要告诉各位，这是各个他十字架的生命。
That's the secret of longevity in the ministry.
这就是让你的服事能够持续的一个秘诀。
You can be stripped of all ministry, but life still continue.
你的这个服事的那些东西可以恩赐可以被剥夺，但是生命可以持续下去。
If God were to tell me today, says pack your bag and go home, I'm willing to go back.
如果神今天跟我说你把你的行装收拾一下回家吧，我会愿意回去。
Because now I know life is not in ministry.
现在我知道生命本身并不是一个服事。
Life is make sure there is enough light in your being to know your true self and your true heart condition.
生命本身是你要知道在你的里面有多少的这个光。以至于你能够知道你生命的本质，还有你的状况是如何。
That was what I found out about that old brethren minister.
所以这就是我从那个老的弟兄身上所发现的。
This man was full of light.
他的生命充满了光。
His conscience was very, very tender before the Lord.
他在神面前的良心是。十分温柔的。
You know, in a mighty revival, you need fathers to guide children.
在一个极大的复兴当中，你需要属灵的父亲来引导他这个属灵的儿子。
That's my prayer for you.
这是我向各位的祷告。
That you will not produce too much hyper faith and charismaniacs.
这样，我祷告就是我们的复兴不要带来太多的这种好像怎么说？就是外表兴奋的哈，那种情况。
I've seen too much.
就我已经看到太多。
Many move in the spirit.
在这个圣灵的运作里面有许多的运行。
But don't heaven have a single desire to read the word?
但是却没有任何的渴望要读神的话语。
Their inside is empty, but they are still prophesying.
他们的生命里面是空的，但是他们还是继续不断的发预言。
You know what? I desire life to flow.
你知道我的渴望是什么？就是生命要涌流出来。
When life stops flowing, you are in trouble.
如果你的生命没有已经停止涌流了，你就有麻烦。
And so we must be willing, because some move so much in the spirit, but their family is in a mess. Their character is a junk.
所以有的人他在属灵的恩赐彰显了很多，但是他自己的是生活一团糟，他的家庭也一团糟。
I've been to the nation of Australia.
我曾经去澳洲。
Many top charismatic intercessor was standing up and prophesying.
很多灵恩的这个人发预言。
Once I told one of the person to sit down.
有一次我对一个人说你要坐下来。
He said, I haven't finished prophesying. I said, sit down.
他说我还没有我还没有预言还没有说完我说坐下来。
Your heart is not right. Sit down.
我说你的心。
I want to prophesy.
他说我要发预言。
I said,I'm the leader in this meeting. God appointed me to be a speaker, and I have a right to tell you to sit down, or else I'll expose what is on your heart.
我说我是这个特会的主持人，神在这边有授权给我，我要你坐下来，不然的话我会暴露你心中是什么。
We must be very careful to understand that the Spirit of God always moves in accordance to light.
大家要知道圣灵的运作总是与光和谐的。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3, the Spirit of God suddenly was moving with the word and also with the light.
创世纪第一章第二第三节就是说神的灵是跟这个神跟神的话还有光是并行的。
Because Revelation 4 says there are seven lamps in the sea of glass. And Revelation 5 says the seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits are actually to bring forth the seven lamps of God to intensify the fire and the purification in the church today.
启示录讲到这个七灵、七眼和七个灯台。
七倍加强的灵。
七倍加强的灵是带出
is to bring forth the seven lamps of the Lord to bring the fire of purification in the end time church.
在末世的时候会带出这个神的灯七倍然后来加强信主。
That's my cry.
这是我心里面的祷告。
That God will do a quick work to bring the lamps back to the church.
就是神尽快的把这七个灯台带回到教会来。
If you comeAnd be happy for a moment, you can go back empty.
如果你来这边只是欢乐一时，你回去可能还是空虚。
In many conventions and seminars, they come in, have a wild time, when they go back, it's empty.
有很多的这样的特会，他们来了这边享受这样欢乐时光，但是回去还是很空虚。
Because there is a certain path where the light begins to flow.
因为如果这个光要开始流露出来的，必须有特定的路程的。
That's why the church have to grow from babyhood to adulthood in Christ.
这也是为什么教会必须要从婴儿阶段成熟到成人。
And so let's talk about the life of Adam. The life of Adam.
我们现在来谈谈就是伊甸园的光。
And Adam was living in that garden.
当亚当在这个伊甸园里面。
And he was enjoying God, and finally one day he ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
他在那边很享受神，但是有一天他吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And his soul was highly energized.
他的魂就好像被能源充满啊。
This is the greatest sin in the church today.
这就是教会的最大的一个病态。
The sin of rationalization, the sin of moving by the knowledge of good and evil.
就是最大的一个教会的犯的最大的一个罪，就是在这个悟性里面太多知道好和坏的事情。
We use too much of the soul.
我们用了太多我们的魂了。
In our planning and strategizing the things of God.
我们在策划，在这个做策略方面， 做神的事情我们用太多魂。
And God drove that man out of the garden.
以至于神将那个人驱逐出去伊甸园。
Why did God drive the man out of the garden of fellowship? Why?
为什么神会把他们赶出去这个伊甸园？
I thought God is love.
我想神是爱啊。
I thought God is merciful.
我觉得神是慈悲啊。
He will never do such a thing.
他应该不会如此做啊。
But you read carefully, the Lord says, and the Lord drove that man out of the garden.
如果我们仔细读圣经，你就读到神将那个人赶出去。
He didn't say, Adam, would you like to leave?
他并没有问亚当说你要不要离去。
Adam, would you please leave?
或者说请你离去好吗
He said get out
他说走吧
When there is sin it blocks you from true fellowship with him
罪恶可以拦阻我们真诚跟神的相交
So Adam was out of the garden
所以亚当就被逐出去了
Who was left in the garden
谁在花园里呢
God himself
神自己
And God was alone once again in the gardenAs before.
神像亚当未创造之前一样又单独 在那个地方。
And God was longing for man again.
神又开始 渴望有人陪伴。
He said, I long for the fellowship with man.
所以他 在寻找人。
And so he had a plan.
所以他有一个计划。
And that is his son through Calvary, that he will bring many sons back to glory in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
就是透过他的独生子来领众子回到他面前去。
God loves to be with his people.
神喜欢与他的百姓同在。
But it is sin that blocks our fellowship with God.
但是是罪拦阻我们跟神的相契。
So we have the life of Adam outside of the garden. The life of Adam outside of the garden.
所以这个伊甸园之光在园外。
And so he came out with that animal fur dripping with blood, and he was crying, and he was leaving every step of the way. He was filled with regret and sorrow.
所以亚当就披着那个兽皮，还滴着兽皮还滴着血，心里面非常的忧伤。
And he becomes a wandering fugitive on the face of this earth.
他就在这个地球上成了一个。徘徊流浪的一个罪犯。
When you lose the life of God, you begin the life of wandering.
当你失去神的生命的时候，你就变成一个流浪汉的生命。
When you don't have the life of God, you move into this church, and then you find that this church is not good. You move to the next church, and then you become a grasshopper. You jump from church to church.
如果你没有神的生命的话，你就到这个教会找不到生命，又到另外一个教会也找不到生命，跳来跳去跟蚱蜢一样。
So stop jumping and start to stay in one church and be faithful to that church.
所以不要再寻找教会了，就停住在那个教会，而且在那个地方中心。
And so Adam began a life of wandering.
所以亚当开始他一个放逐的生活了。
The greatest lessons of life is learned in failures and disappointment.
其实。最大的一个在生命中最大的功课是从这个失望和失败当中学到的。
If I were to interview you today and you say life is so wonderful, everything is fine, I have not met any storms before, then you are just a baby.
如果我今天跟你见面谈话，然后你说你的生命都很美好，没有什么，就是最大的一个在生命中最大的功课是从这个失望。和失败当中学到的。
If I were to interview you today and you say life is so wonderful, everything is fine, I have not met any storms before, then you are just a baby.
如果我今天跟你见面谈话，然后你说你的生命都很美好，没有什么缺陷的话，我觉得你还是一个婴孩。
Because God put man in a place of failure and disappointment and crushing suffering that he might one day learn.The will of the Father.
因为神把人用失败
Life is so wonderful, everything is fine. I have not met any storms before. Then you are just a baby.
如果我今天跟你见面谈话，然后你说你的生命都很美好，没有什么缺陷的话，我觉得你还是一个婴孩。
That God spoke to me in the garden in Genesis chapter 2 began to come alive and a new understanding comes into his heart.
他以前在伊甸园当中从来没有感激过神的话，但是他出去以后呢，他就这种破碎的痛苦当中来熬炼他，以至于他将来成为可以寻求神的人。
He never appreciate what God has spoken to him, but when he was out of the garden, he began to live a life of recall and remembers. And suddenly, those words that God spoke to him in the garden in Genesis chapter 2 begin to come alive, and a new understanding comes into his heart.
他以前在伊甸园当中从来没有感激过神的话，但是他出去以后呢，他就开始成为思索他不断的回忆在过去的时候，他就神的话就再一次临到他的生命里面，就有亮光出来。
He understood, began to come alive, and a new understanding comes into his heart.
他以前在伊甸园当中从来没有感激过神的话，但是他出去以后呢，他就开始成为思索他不断的回忆在过去的时候，他就神的话就再一次临到他的生命里面，就有亮光出来。
He understood what is spiritual life then.
在那个时候，他就明了属灵的生命是什么意义了。
The tree of life represents the life of obedience, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents the life of disobedience.
生命树代表的这个是顺服，但是分别善恶树是代表不顺服。
And so, as he began the journey, walking out into the far place, he began to think about the things in the past, how he used to walk with God, how he talked with him, and he had a wonderful time. But now everything is gone.
他在旷野中就开始回想他当时与神同行、与神谈话的那种光景，现在一切都已经成为泡影了。
Suddenly, the Lord stripped him of everything.
突然之间，好像神将他一切的东西都夺走。
The Lord stripped him of every blessing that he could have had it in the garden.
神将他在伊甸园当中所有的祝福都剥夺走了。
I'm disowned by God and I have nothing left.
我只有除了这件衣服以外什么都没有了。
But he didn't know that God in his mercy was purposely brought him to the a pathway of stripping of everything in his life.
他不晓得神是有慈悲怜悯的，是蓄意将他领上这条路，将他的祝福先剥夺走。
The greatest gain that you can ever have in your spiritual walk is having the greatest loss in your life.
最大的在你生命中最大的损失，往往是你生命中最大的祝福。
It is only when you lose that you gain.
只有透过你的损失，你才能够得到。
Suddenly he realized that God spoke to him and said, "If the day you eat of the tree of knowledge and good and dying, you will die." In the Hebrew language.
在他就忽然想到了说啊，主曾经对我讲过一句话，就是说你吃那善恶树上的果子的那日必定死。
Suddenly he began to find wrinkles on his face.
他开始忽然发现他脸上有皱纹。
You find that his physical strength is not as before.
他的身体上的力气开始减弱了。
Maybe possibly there will be a running nose or a headache because by the sweat of the brow you have to plow the ground.
因为他在那边劳苦流汗终日，在那边锄地，所以他可能还发生感冒流鼻涕。
He find that he's getting older.
他也觉得他年龄增长了。
He knew that one day he will die.
他就知道有一天他会死。
He thought of that day that he would die and meet his maker again. One day he may die and meet his maker.
Okay. 他就突然想到说他有一天会死，会跟他的创造者再见面。
He plant trees and trees begin to wither and die. He plant flowers and flower may appear one day and the next day it wither and die. Everything seems to live for a season and then it dies. Everything seems to be temporal in nature.
他就种树树长大了，但是也死了。种花，花虽然很漂亮，但是也枯干了。好像什么事情他接触到的都有一个特定的季节，然后会过去。
He raised the animals, and the animals suddenly grow old and die one by one. Some die of disease, some die of old age.
然后他养这些牲畜，这牲畜长大了也会变老，也死了。有的是病死的，有的是老死的。
Even one of his sons, Abel, died.
他的儿子之一亚伯也死了。
He saw death in every place.
他到处都看到死亡。
And he was very sorrowful.
他非常的悲哀。
But then he realized.
他明了了。
I'm going to meet my maker soon.
我将要遇见那造我的主。
And for the rest of this time, I will make up for what I have done in the past that grieved my maker. What I have done in the past, I will make it up.
所以我以前对我的创造主所做的事情，我要补偿他。
You know, for a dying man, they learn how to live. Have you interviewed a man that's about to die on the hospital bed?
你知道一个将死的人，他知道如何过活。你曾经医院碰到一个这样的人吗
？If you tell him, oh, you're about to die, I want to give you $50 million to make you happy. Would you like to receive that?
如果你遇到这样的人，你跟他说，哦，你快要死了，我给你$50,000,000，你愿不愿意接受
？I give you a ticket to go round the whole world. Would you like to have that?
我给你一个就是环游世界的机票，你愿不愿意
？A dying man will hold on to you and say, No, I don't want anything. Just give me an extension of life.
这个将死的人就会握着你的手说，我不要，这些都不要，就是延长我的寿命。
It is only in dying that we learn how to set the right priorities.
只有在我们意识到将死的时候，我们才知道怎么样把我们的优先顺序定得正确。
Oh, how I wish I should treat my wife better.
我真的希望我以前对我的太太更好。
I wish I could have spent more time with my children.
我真的很希望我再花更多的时间跟我的孩子在一起。
I wish I should not have done certain things that I've done in the ministry.
哎呀，我在我的服事当中，我不应该做那样的事情。
If I have a life to live all over again, I will never do such and such a thing again. I will do it in this way.
如果我能够再延长生命，我应该要做那样子，不做这样子了。
When Adam knew that his life is about to end, he knew how to live life all over again.
当亚当看见他将要死亡，他就知道说他应该如何过一个对的生活了。
When you met Calvary, that's the beginning of your life in God. You know how to live properly.In the light of His presence.
当你透过走到加略山，经历那个死的时候，你就知道怎么样要正确的活，你怎么样知道活出神所要你命定活出来的。
You know, in the past, I was crazy for ministry. Crazy for ministry.
对这个，他有一次，就他以前对服事主很疯狂。
But now, you know what I realized?
我现在发现了什么吗
？Life is short.
生命短暂。
And I found out family is more important than ministry.
我就发现家庭比我的服事更重要。
Husbands, your family is more important than your career.
丈夫们，你的家庭比你的事业更重要。
One day, when you grow old, when you review your life again, you will know that you have misplaced your priorities.
等到哪一天你老了以后，你在回想的时候，你就发现说，哎呀，你排错顺序了。
When the forces of death.Comes upon the body of Adam, he began to realize what is more important and what is of a lesser priority.
当那死亡的力量临到亚当的时候，他开始了解到什么才是真正重要的事情，什么才是次要的事情。
He said, "When did the breakthrough comes into Adam's life?"
那什么时候这个在亚当的生命经历到了一个突破呢
？Well, when he first had his first baby, Cain, he was so happy.
当他第一个儿子临到的时候，他非常高兴。
Well, when he has his first baby, you know, when you have a first baby in your family, you are very happy. It brings joy to the whole family.
是不是这样子？第一个婴儿抱到的时候，整个家庭都欢喜。
Then the second baby came, even more happy. Abel came.
那第二个儿子来的，甚至更快乐，就是亚伯。
And then the Bible says, Abel died because his own brother murdered him.
后来圣经告诉我们说亚伯死了，因为该隐杀了他。
When Abel died, he not only mourned over the death of his son, he mourned over his own sin.
所以亚伯死的时候，他不只是为他儿子忧伤，他为他的旧的罪而。
My son Abel, it is me that caused your death.
亚伯啊，是我造成你的死。
If I have not disobeyed God, there will not be death upon the face of this earth.
如果不是我的不顺服，在这个地上应该没有死亡啊。
My son, I have indirectly caused your death.
我的儿啊，是我间接的造成你的死。
And then he saw Cain in such a murderous state of the condition of the soul.
他就看到该隐他的魂里面 是充满了这种谋杀者的灵。
It says, Cain, you are in that state is because once upon a time your father has been rebellious towards the commandments of God.
他就说该隐啊，我的儿啊，你知道吗？有一阵子我以前就是，你今天会如此悖逆，是因为我以前悖逆了我们的创造者。
And when Cain was driven out of the presence of God, he reminded of that day that he was driven out of the garden.
该隐被神驱逐出去，从神的面前，他就想起了他当时也是被我的神所驱逐。
He lost his son Abel, now he's lost his second son, Cain.
他失去了亚伯，但是他的该隐他也失去了。
I believe that was the beginning of his true repentance before God.
我相信那就是亚当真正在神面前悔改的时刻。
When death comes, there will be true repentance.
当死亡临到的时候，就会有真正的悔改。
The spirit of Calvary will bring a man on his knees in repentance before God.
加利利的这个灵会把一个人带到他的跪下来，来经历悔改。
My joy has departed from me.
我的喜乐已经离我远去了。
My son has died, and the other son has been removed from my family. I don't know where he goes.
我的一个儿子死了，另外一个儿子从家庭中被驱逐走了，我并不能知道他在什么地方。
When you begin to experience the strippings of the Lord and you lose things in life, that's the beginning of life in God.
当你发现你生命当中神好像剥夺你，把你很多东西夺走的时候，其实是你在神里面的生命的开始。
Lord, I lost that garden in Eden because of disobedience, and this is the fruit of my disobedience. I lose my two sons too.
我在伊甸园的这个地方，我开始不顺服你，这是我被赶出去这个伊甸园的原因，还有经历到两个儿子的死亡。
Since that day, there was mourning over the whole family, and Adam and Eve was in silence with tears.
从那天开始，整个家庭里面就有一种悲哀的气氛。那亚当跟夏娃就在一个悔改的林中。
I believe Adam and Eve that day, both of them kneel down and said, "Lord, it is our sin that have caused all this tragedy in the family."
我相信亚当跟夏娃那天，他们跪在地上就跟主祷告说：“主啊，是我们的罪带来这样的悲剧。”
That's the beginning of their growth in God.
这是他们对他们的悲哀开始。
Then the Bible says, for 130 years, finally at the end of 130 years after the life in the garden, God gave them another son called Seth.
圣经告诉我们130年之后神才给他们一个儿子。
And the name of that son is called Appointed.
这个儿子的名字叫做是被神指定的。
Now he finally understood. When God appoints something, don't ever disappoint him.
他又发现了神所指定的，你最好不要让他失望。
God appointed man not to eat of the tree of knowledge and evil, but man failed that appointed commandment of the Lord.
神命定叫他不要做的事情，但是人做了，就是使神。
I believe that day when he looked up and said, Lord, from now on, I understood every appointment and every commandment that you have laid over our life, we will obey. Every year, Lord, we will sacrifice that burnt animal as an atonement for our sin. That is your appointment.
所以我相信那一天他们
在神的面前祷告说，主啊，你所指定命定的事情，主啊，我们都要顺服你的命令。每年一日，我们要将我们的牺牲带来献祭给你，作为赎罪祭。
Do you know Adam began to know more about life when he began to give birth to the second son called Abel?
大家知道吗？就是当他有第二个儿子出生的时候，他更了解生命。
Because Abel means a vapor.
亚伯。
Vapor.
亚伯就是意思就是像就是一个蒸发者。
Life is very short.
生命是短暂的。
If you don't live it properly, very soon it's the end of it.
如果你不好好的过活的话，很快就过去了这个生命。
Do you know we have very limited amount of time left before Christ comes again?
大家知道，在耶稣基督第二次再来之前，我们只有短暂的生命可以活吗
？The book of James says life is a vapor.
这个雅各书提到生命是短暂的。
How are you living your life today?
我们今天要如何过我们的生命
？When God drove Adam out of the garden.He began to live a life of repentance in the light of God.
当神把亚当驱逐出伊甸园的时候，他开始因为透过神的光，他开始活一个神的生命。
When he began to repent his life,
当他为他的生命悔改的时候
，He said, "Lord, I repent because you give me a chance to eat of the tree of life, but I forfeit it."
他说我向你悔改神啊因为你给我个机会可以吃生命树的果子可是我却没有
Lord forgive me and each time he burned an animal sacrifice he kneel down with his wife and said Lord forgive us for the sin that we have done in the garden
他就开始跟他的妻子在神的面前悔改说主啊饶恕我们他们一起献祭给神求神赎罪
he lived a life of repentance
他们开始过一个悔改的生活。
And when Adam finally died at the age of 930 years,
当亚当最后在930岁的时候死去的时候
，The Bible says in Luke chapter 3 verse 28,
圣经在路加福音第三章二十八节说
，When he talks about the chronology of the life of Jesus,
当他讲到耶稣基督的家谱的时候
，About the genealogy and finally end up withcoming from the son of Adam, the son of God.
最后提到耶稣是从亚当的儿子而来，就是神的儿子。
Adam finally was fully safe and he was called the son of God.
亚当最后终于得到拯救，他是被叫为神的儿子。
Finally, Adam can reach that heaven into the garden.And eat of the tree of life.
终于亚当可以到了天上，开始在天堂里吃生命树的果子。
He finally has the life of God in his soul forever and ever.
终于他有神的生命在他的魂里面永远的。
How can we partake of the life today?
我们今天要如何分享神的生命？
I would say very strange. Every time you repent before God,
我必须很直接的说，每一次我们在神的面前悔改
，when your conscience become more and more clear,
当我们的良心越来越清洁的时候
，life begins to flow,
生命就开始出现。
As you begin to walk with God, if you are really spiritual.
如果你真正很属灵，开始在与神同行的时候
，The Holy Spirit as a Spirit of Life is going to bring forth light.
那这个生命圣灵的灵圣灵的律，它会带来亮光在你里面。
And He will reveal to you the defects and the character failure of your own life.
它会向你显示你自己生命上和品德上的错的地方。
Many people live life very hastily, doesn't know about their character.
有很多人他的生活他自己不了解他的品德。
Many people who move in the anointing are very rough character.
有的人在属灵恩赐有，但是他的品德却是很粗俗的。
I'll tell you one of the marks of a true man and woman that is molded by God.
我要告诉你们，就是说，一个真正属神的人和姐妹们，的一个征兆。
They know about their own heart.
就是他们知道他们自己心的境况如何。
Do you know about your own life?
你知道你自己的生命如何吗？
Sometimes we have a certain sickness upon our body.
有时候我们经历到身体上的疾病。
Or a certain trouble, a crisis that we go through.
或者我们生命上的危机。
We say, Man of God, can you pray for deliverance?
我们就说啊，属神的人，你可不可以为我祷告，祈求一个释放？
Sometimes we must not be busybody.Because God is using that circumstances to deal with a person.
我们其实不需要那么急着找解决的方式，其实神要用这样的状况来处理我们的自己的问题。
Sometimes God will use those situations to let us know about ourselves.
神有时候运用这样的情况是让我们知道我们自己的境况。
Adam had to go through much sufferings and sorrow to know the true condition of his own life, that he is made willing to live a life of repentance over what he has done in the past.
亚当必须经历过这么多的困难和受苦，才发现到他生命中间真正的问题，这样子带来他的真的悔改。
Sometimes when we have a little pain and a little suffering, we ask man of God to remove it.
我们常常在生命当中经历到一个小的痛苦或者是受苦，我们就请我们的属灵长辈来帮我们把这个除去。
If you've gone through suffering and you never learned something about yourself, you've gone through a wasted suffering.
如果你经过任何一个痛苦而没有从那个受苦当中学到任何的功课的话，你是浪费了那个受苦。
Do you know what is going on in your own heart?
大家知道你心里面到底现在的境况如何吗？
Adam finally realized what his name means.
亚当终于发现了他名字的意义是什么。
Literally means red earth. Red earth. Red earth. 泥土，红色的泥土。
红色泥土。
But his name in the Hebrew means earthly.
但是在希伯来文他的是属地的他的名字。
He understood his own heart. He said, inside me is earthly, not heavenly.
他就了解到说，在我的里面实在是属地的生命啊，不是属天的。
For those who are moving in the spirit, you move in the spirit.
对那些你在靠着圣与神同行，与圣灵同行的。
I don't care how much Shandai you perform.
我不晓得，我不管说你在这个属灵恩赐上面你怎么样。
I don't care how much spiritual gymnastic that you do.
也不管说你的这个在属灵方面。你有什么样的成就？
I am spiritual.
你说我是很属灵的。
Let me tell you, one third of you is still flesh.
至少有三分之一还是肉体的。
Because you are made of body, soul, and spirit.
因为你是灵魂体三个合成。
I don't care how spiritual you become, one third of you is still flesh. You don't be fleshy, you have to go home.
如果三分之一是属肉体的，如果你不是的话，你就要回天家了。
As long as we are on this earth.We must understand that there is still the dark forces that reign in our hearts, that is our unrenewed soul and the passions and the appetites of the flesh.
所以我们只要我们活在这个世上一天，我们都要知道说，在我们的生命里面有那个邪恶的势力可以影响的那个地方，就是我们的魂。
Do you know the Bible didn't give any record about Eve's death, right?
你知道圣经上并没有提到夏娃的死。
When there are funerals in his home, there's a dying process within him, and he said, "Lord, it is me. It's me that caused all those deaths."
当在这个家族里面有这样的不断的有丧礼产生的时候，亚当的心里面就说：“主啊，是我造成的。”
But when he began to repent, he understood what is life.
当他悔改的时候，他就明了生命是什么。
You know, spiritual life is not playing with the toys of the gifts of the spirit, not playing with those toys.
属灵的生命并非只是玩弄这个属灵的恩赐。
Spiritual life is not feeling the goosebumps.
属灵的生命并不是只是去感受，好像什么时候你会起个。这个鸡皮疙瘩。
Spiritual life is simply a life of obedience.
属灵的生命只是很单纯的就是你顺服的生命。
That was the main lesson that Adam learned throughout the 930 years. He realized once he had disobeyed God, but finally said, "Lord, I will obey you." Whatever you appoint, I will obey.
所以透过亚当的930年的生命，他从不顺服神，他就是学到一个功课，说主啊，不管你说什么，我要顺服你。
And that's what we're going to learn in this life.
这也是我们将要在我们生命当中学的功课。
God is going to give us more of the Spirit so that God can help us by His grace to live a life of obedience like Adam did after his repentance.
神要给我们他的恩典来帮助我们来学习如何来顺服他的旨意，就像亚当所经历的一样。
Because Revelation 22 says, "Blessed is the man that keeps His commandments, for they have a right."To the tree of life.
启示录二十章讲到说，那遵守主命令的就有福了，因为他们将要吃生命树上的果子。
If today somehow by your own weakness of your flesh and you are living a life of disobedience,
如果今天你自己觉得你在不顺服的当中。然后你现在刚好经历到你身体上有疾病或者受苦
，and you don't allow the light to expose your heart，
而你又不愿意让生命之光来暴露你生命的情况
，and admit that Lord I have failed，
而承认说主啊我真的是有失败
，you will never partake the tree of life。
那你将来没有办法去亲尝这个生命树的果子。
You may be a genius and a very clever person eating of the tree of knowledge and good and evil all the days of your life.
可能你是一个很有知识的人，你可能在你的一生当中都在吃分别善恶树的果子。
Psalms 36 verse 9 say,
诗篇36篇第9节说
With thee is the fountain of life.
在你是生命的泉源。
You want to taste the fountain of life?
你要尝一尝生命的泉水吗？
What is the evidence that you are drinking from the fountain of life?
你是 OK, 你饮于生命之泉的证据是什么呢？
It goes on to say, In thy light I will see light.
他接着说，在你的光中我必得见光。
Have you seen your own life, your own nature?
你看到你自己的生命情况了吗？你的天然人看清楚了吗？
I want to conclude with this statement.
我要以这样的一句话来做一个结束。
Once the Lord showed me about my own life.
有一次神启示我自己生命的状况。
I said, I couldn't believe that I am what I am.
我实在不敢相信我是那样子的。
And he continued to work for 1 year, work on that area.
所以他就在那一方面继续的工作有一年的时间。
And I couldn't take it.
我实在不能忍受了。
I dropped all the gifts.
我把我所有的恩赐放下来。
I dropped my ministry.
我把我的服事放下来。
The time I was a deacon in the church.
那时候我在教会里面做执事。
I said, Lord, I will not do anything for 1 year.
我是跟主说，主啊，我不愿意做任何事情一年的时间。
Until I get myself right with you again.
除非我在神跟你和好在你面前悔改。
If not, I will not take up those gifts and those ministries again.
若非如此，我不会再把这些属灵的恩赐和我的服事再重新拾起来。
Because if I do, I know I'm living a lie.
因为我如此，如果我不这样做的话，我知道我会生活在一个撒谎当中。
I may be very spiritual on the outside.
我可能在外面是一个非常属灵的人。
But full of darkness on the inside.
但是我的里面却充满了黑暗。
How are you today?
你今天如何？
You enjoy the spirit.
你是不是在很享受属灵的灵的同在？
But is there darkness within your soul?
但是在你的魂生命是不是有黑暗存在？
Why don't you ask the Lord to expose it?
为什么你现在不求主来光照你？
I said, Lord, there's something not clean in me.
说主啊。在我的生命里有不洁净的地方。
And I'm still running after gifts and anointing.
可是我还是在追寻你的属灵的恩膏。
Lord, those are not the things that I should look after now. I should look after my own garden first.
主啊，我现在不是要追求那个，我首先要注意的是我的生命。
If there is sin in my own garden, I have no right to go after other things because I'm called like Adam to be a gardener.
因为我的在我的生命之源里面，现在如果有不洁净的东西，我不配做一个园主，因为亚当是生命是园主，伊甸园的。
How is your garden today?
那你的园子现在怎么样
？Have you been looking after properly your own garden?
你是不是好好的照料你自己的生命之源呢
？When you have light and you respond to the light, you will slowly but surely partake.The tree of life.
当你有生命之光照进来，你又愿意顺服那个光，你至终会尝到生命树的果子。
Many feel that they will always come into the presence of God.
有了许多的人总是可以感觉到常常经历神的同在。
Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. Who shall abide in his holy place? Whose hands are clean? Whose heart is pure? They shall receive his life. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall abide in his holy place, whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, they shall receive his life. It
will always be an unchangeable principle.
总是有一个不变的原则。
The only way that you can come into His holy presence,
进入他的至圣所的唯一的方式
is when your hands are clean and your heart is pure.
是当你的手洁、心清的时候。
You are never able to go beyond the veil to meet the person of the glory of God.
我觉得你没有办法进到至圣所来遇见主。
Until you examine your hands and your heart.
除非你检验你自己的手和你的心。
Look at your heart, your hand today.
今天来看看你的手。
The works of your hand.
你手上的工作。
Your ministry.
你的服事。
Is it clean before the Lord?
在主的面前是洁净的吗
？When you look at your own heart,
当你看看你的心
，the nature and the condition of your heart,
你心的本质和状况
，your character,
你的品德
，is it pure before the Lord?
在神的面前是纯净的吗
？Because that is the only way that you can meet Him face to face.
因为这是你与主面对面的唯一的方式。
And God wants to be that light today.
神今天愿意成为那样的光。
If you know your hands are not clean,
如果你知道你的手不洁净
，then I want to invite you to come.
我要邀请你来。
And just between you and the Lord, you say, "Look at my hand, Lord, it's not clean."
这只是你和主之间的事情。你可以跟主祷告说：“看看我的手，主啊，它不洁净。
”Cleanse the work of my hands.
主啊，求你洁净我手上的工作。
Cleanse the work of my ministry.
Oh, 洁净我手上的服事。
If you look at your hands and you know it's not clean,
如果你看到你的手它是洁净的
，I'd like to invite you to come.
如果是不洁净的，我要请你到前面来。
Because when you take a step of faith, you are responding to what has been said.
如果因为你踩出信心的回应的话，就是回应主刚才所说的话。
And then you just look up and then you just show God your hand and say, Lord, to be honest, my hand is not clean.
你就是仰望主， 向我们的神举起你的手说，主啊，你看看我的手是不是。
Nobody knows, but you know my hands are not clean.
只有你自己知道你的手不洁净。
My ministry is not clean.
我的服事不洁净。
I do your work for the glory of God, but inside is not clean.
我是为主的名来做这样的服事，但是在里面它却非洁净。
And when you look at your own heart,
所以当你看你自己的心，
you say, Lord, it's not pure.
说主啊，它不纯净。
My motives are not pure.
我的动机不纯净。
My inside is not pure.
我的内在它不洁净。
If my inside is not pure, whatever I do on the outside is worthless.
我里面如果是不洁净，外表所做的一切都没有用的。
Because Jesus said, "Don't clean on the outside of the cup, but clean on the inside."
因为耶稣说，不要洁净杯的外面，要洁净里面。
If your hand is not clean, then you ask the Lord, say, "Lord."Look at my hands as a symbol of my uncleanness, Lord, clean it up.
如果你的手不洁净，你就说，主啊，请你看我的手，它象征着我的不洁净，请你。
If your heart is not clean, put your hand into your own heart area and say, Lord, my heart is not pure.
如果你的心不洁净，把你的手放在心上，说，主啊，我的心需要你洁净它。
Lord, only if you cleanse me.
主啊，只有你洁净我。
Only if I make myself right before you.
只有我跟你和好，在你眼前看为正。
That is the only way that I can partake of the tree of life.
这是我尝生命树唯一的方式。
Because with uncleanness, I cannot come into your presence to lay hold of the tree of life.
因为我如果不是洁净的话，我没有办法来到。你的圣所来吃这个生命树的果子。
Because God wants us to learn of the lesson in the garden, a life of obedience.
主啊，因为你要我们学这个伊甸园的功课，就是顺服的功课。
For Adam learned more about life and himself after the garden experience.
因为亚当在伊甸园之后，他学到更多生命。他自己生命的事情。
My friend, don't struggle over the failures, the disappointments, and the affliction in your own life.
我的朋友们，请你不要在你的就是在挣扎关于你的失败、失望，还有你的困苦当中。
Your answer is not in deliverance.
你的答案不是要得到释放。
Your answer will never find in the quick fix.
你的问题不会很快的解决。
Your answer is finding out.About your true inward condition within your own life.
你答案在于你要寻找说你内心生命内心里面真正的状况如何。
Because it is only through such moments of crisis in your life that the Lord can arrest your attention.
因为只有透过在你这样生命的危机里面，神可以得到你的注意力。
So that God can finally shine His light into your heart to reveal your weakness.
所以神的光可以照进你的生命，照进你的软弱的地方。
Oh, to live a spiritual life is to live in the light of His presence.
一个属灵的生命就是在神的面前过活。
The goal of a seeker after the presence of God is to allow His presence to shine His light into the inward conditions of our walk.
寻求神的人，他的目标就是让神的光来照在我们生命每一个区域里面。当我们 与他同行的时候，
If you have been seeking after God and you have not found light to expose the darkness of your soul, you have not found that true light that will bring you into the path of life.
如果你一直在寻求神，但是你还没有让神的光照进你，照在你生命的路径上。
Because in the fountain of life, there is light.
因为在生命的园子里面要有光。
Father, this morning we are coming before you.
父啊，我们今天早上来到你的面前。
And we are saying, Lord, we acknowledge our weakness and our own failures.
主，我们在你面前说，我们知道在我们生命上的软弱和失败。
And Lord, we are revealing ourselves before you in honesty and true transparency.
主啊，在真诚的灵，在透明的灵里面，主，我们向你敞开自己。
Our hands are not clean.
主啊，我们的手不洁净。
Our hearts are not pure.
我们的心 不纯净。
We will not want to run away from your light.
我们不要从你的光中逃跑。
We want to bathe ourselves in the light of your presence.
我们要在你同在的光中被你烘烤。
And we are saying, Lord, forgive us.
主啊，我们要向你说，主啊，饶恕我们。
Forgive us of all our sin and all our unrighteousness.
赦免我们所有的罪和不义。
Cleanse us by the power of your blood today.
Oh, 你宝血的大能来洁净我们。
Cleanse us right now by the power of your blood.
靠着你宝血的大能，现在就来洁净我们，主啊。
That release us from all the guilt of failure.
将我们从罪疚感和失败当中释放出来。
Lord, we will change our mind.
主啊，求你改变我的心思。
We will change our hearts.
我要改变我的心意。
We want to begin a life of repentance from this moment.
主啊，从现在开始，我要过一个悔改的生活。
What we have done in the past that grieve you, Lord, we will decide not to do it anymore.
主啊，在之前我生活中间让你伤心的事情，我决定。不再做了。
But Lord, we need your help.
主啊，但是我需要你的帮助。
We need your presence to give us that ample supply of your grace to live such a life.
主啊，我们需要你的恩典来支撑我们能够过这样的生活。
That is the purpose of a spirit-filled life.
这是一个正确的被圣灵充满的生活。
We have more of the spirit so that we can live a life of obedience.
主啊，给我们更多的圣灵，以至于我们可以活一个顺服你的生活。
And only then we be our spiritual life becomes the Garden of Eden experience, where we have the pleasure of God, the approval of God over our life.
如此，我们的属灵的生活可以就像过一个伊甸园生命的园子一样，经历到你的丰盛。
Accept, Lord, our confession.
主啊，求你接纳我们的。我们的认罪。
And Father, we know, Father, you are hearing our prayer today.
父神，我知道现在你在听我们的祷告。
Because this morning you told me, Lord, you are going to come as light.
对啊，因为今天早上你告诉我你要来就如同光一样。
And we know now, Lord.
对啊，我们现在知道。
Lord, when we walk in your presence, we are asking you to give us light every day of our life.
主啊，当我们与你同行的时候，我们要求你赐下你的光在我们的生命当中。
When there is an absence of light, something is wrong in our own life.
在我们生命中，如果失去光，就出了毛病。
Lord, let us know more and more about our own self.
主啊，让我们知道我们自己的旧我。
That every day, we will put ourselves back into the funeral.
以至于我们每天可以把我们的老我经历一个葬礼。
And say, Lord, by the power of your presence and your grace, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that will live through me.
我们可以跟你说，主啊，靠着你的大能和恩典，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And so, Lord, we invite your presence.
所以我们主啊，我们现在在邀请你
，Lord, to fill all these cleansed vessels again.
哦，再一次来充满这些已经被洁净的器皿。
Lord, have empty themselves for your infilling.
哦，让他们先倒空自己，主啊，等候你的充满。
As your presence fills them, Lord, may there be more light in their daily existence.
当你同在充满他们的时候，主啊，让他们的生命经历到每天都经历到你的光。
So that we will have a growth in life.
以至于我们的生命可以成长。
That we will no longer live in the holy place, but desire to go beyond the veil.
使我们不再只是活在圣所中，而是能够进入幔内。
To see you face to face.
能够与你面对面。
Only with a cleansed life,
只有一个洁净的生活。
That truly those that are pure in heart, for they shall see Him.
那些清心的人可以得见你。
Lord, help us to take this journey.
求你帮助我们，当我们走这个旅程的时候。
That we desire light more than any other thing.
让我们的心渴望你的光胜于。 任何其他的事物。
So that we know what is growing in our own garden, in our own soul.
所以我们知道在我们的魂里面
Today into our own garden.
以至于在日落的时候我们可以邀请你来与我们同行在我们的园中。
So that we can have a heart to heart communion again.
以至于我们可以心对心的来对谈
face to face
面对面与你
in the pleasure of Eden
在这个娱乐的园子中间
where sin is no longer a hindrance
当那个地方罪恶不再是一个拦阻
where we have a sweet intimate relationship with him again
当我们与